Mini episode 828 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 828. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul Episode 3.3. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season's second episode. Number 5, Better Call Francesca. We knew from the previews that Gus would be joining the show in Episode 3.2, and Victor's introduction likewise was no great surprise. But the old faces that we thought we'd be seeing again this season tended to be ones from either the cartel or Gus's operation. Seeing a young Francesca walk through the doors of the law office, shorn of her cynical and world-weary attitude from the Breaking Bad days, was truly a jolt out of the blue. For those viewers who actually didn't watch Breaking Bad, such as our friend, FDH Lounge dignitary Ken Detweiler, the scenes with Francesca could not possibly have been as funny as they were to the rest of us, because she played so much against our expectations. Better Call Saul has come to parallel Breaking Bad, in that Jimmy's moral downfall will come to mirror that of his later client, Walter White. Here we see clearly his effect on the woman who served as his receptionist for close to a decade, and how he changed her from a bright, cheerful woman who wouldn't dream of taking out frustrations on an old person to someone jaded enough to accept the payoff to convince Hank Schrader that his wife had been in a terrible car accident. Aside from what must have been fatter paychecks once she was working for a drug lord's consigliere, clearly her life was way worse once Jimmy broke bad and embraced his inner outlaw. This early look at Francesca is our most illuminating evidence yet of his later corrosive effects on those around him. Number 4, what will become of Ernesto? HHM has been very unforgiving to those who commit legal or ethical breaches, which technically is what Ernie did in leaking the news of Chuck's tape to Jimmy, even though that is exactly what Chuck and Howard wanted. If Ernie ends up as collateral damage in the McGill family feud, it will only serve to embitter Jimmy even more, which frankly didn't even seem possible based on his angry outburst at the end of the last episode. Number 3. Will the Mesa Verde account be enough to keep Kim attached to Jimmy for any real period of time? She showed signs in the season opener of being mentally beaten down by the methods employed to re-secure the business and her status as an accessory after the fact. Now she's had the hire of Francesca forced down her throat by Jimmy's impatience with the hiring process. She's truly fooling herself with the notion of two separate law firms, each with its own ethos, under the same roof. Her reaction when she realizes her folly seems to loom as one of the key moments of the entire series. Number 2. Now that Mike's been made by Gus, how long until his services are directly solicited by the Chicken Man? We, the viewers, know, or at least suspect, that Gus wants info about the Philly ex-cop because he's vetting him for the key position that he will later occupy. But Mike seems to think that those spying on him have nefarious purposes. Now that he's in possession of the burner phone from Gus's people, you would think that a serious two-way conversation is on the immediate horizon, but given the curveballs that we've seen throughout this series, who really knows? Number 1. How big of a deal will Chuck's case against Jimmy become? It sure seems at this point that the older brother's latest and most serious betrayal of Jimmy will be the event that destroys what's left of their bond and may even provoke the future Saul into changing his name. But we've seen so far with Jimmy that every action has at least an equal reaction. So whatever he does to hit back, it will be hard, it will probably be ill-considered, and it has an excellent chance of being at least legally shady. Oh, and it will be entertaining as well. The next episode can't get here soon enough. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.